it's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you own. There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. Is it all there is to say?
Welcome to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I am Tim Rocky. I am your host. It is a wonderfully bluesy Tuesday, as is usually the case. This Tuesday, we have a number of things to talk about. As always, we've got some numbers, news, some jazz, and some blues coming your way, courtesy of the sports world. We have got a couple of other topics that do not involve sports that need to be brought up this evening. Today is October the 3rd. Yesterday, October the 2nd, Mr. Tom Petty passed away, and we were very sad to hear of the passing of such a legend as Mr. Petty. We obviously are going to be playing only Tom Petty songs all night, and there are a number of definitive tracks from Petty. You know all the words to Last Dance for Mary Jane and Runner Down a Dream. I think you crack your first legal beer as an American citizen, and then they're just embedded in you, and you know them, and you must sing them when the song comes on. So many fantastic songs, so many great albums over such a long career for him, from the mid-70s up until just recently. He was making fantastic music. Suffered a cardiac arrest early yesterday morning. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Tom Petty. And we were sad that he died, but as you know, we did last year, and that year that saw so many musicians pass, we do get to the opportunity to celebrate what they did while they were alive. And in Mr. Petty's time here on Earth, he made some very, very rocking jams. So that is what we will be listening to today, spinning some, you know, there are some very definitive tracks. I'm not going to play Free Fallin'. I'm not even going to play Running Down a Dream. I'm sorry, it's my show, it's not yours. I'm going to play some of my favorite Petty tracks. You will just have to find out what those are later on in the show. Also, it is such a wonderful time of the year because not only is baseball here, it is playoff baseball that is here. Oh, yes. Yes, playoff baseball. Oh, we've been waiting so long for you. And currently we have the Wild Card American League play-in game going on in New York between the Yankees and the Twins. I'm going to let you know how that one's going on the other side of the break. Another important topic that I need to get to, because it's something that I try not to talk about on this show, and I fail so very, very miserably so very often. I try not to talk about politics on this show because I'm not a political talk show host, and here's what's going on. If you are a citizen of the city of Palmer, if you are someone who lives within city limits, you have the opportunity to vote today on the people who really make the decisions on what goes on in our fair city. I do not live within the city limits, so I do not get to cast a vote, and I will not tell you who I believe should be voted for. If you do not know who you need to vote for, though, I will give you a quick plug for the station, because Mr. Mike Molesky did some fantastic interviews with the four candidates. Those are incumbents Brad Hansen, Deputy Mayor Linda Combs, and the challengers are Kenny Linden Pasenik and Sabrina Combs. No blood relation between the Combses. I coach baseball with Palmer High School head coach Dave Combs. Linda Combs is his aunt. Sabrina Combs is his wife. They are currently on the same ballot. So, a lot of different policies that could be enacted based on who you elect. Let's rock some Tom Petty. We'll be back on the other side of this with sports. The Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene on 89.5 FM.
Down again.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. You're listening to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I'm Tim Rocky, and I love me some baseball. Don't get me wrong. I love me some baseball, but the leaves are yellow, orange, and mostly on the ground, and the weather is awful. And by awful, I mean it's not t-shirt weather except for about 10 minutes throughout the day. So that means we have to talk football. Kenny Chesney said it best. It's the boys of fall. This Sunday, I had the distinct pleasure of being on Mr. Jeremiah Bart's radio show over there at that other radio station where we talk about other stuff. A lot of that stuff involved football, and I want to offer my congratulations, I believe for a second time, to Coach Rod Christensen. He now has not 151, but 152 wins as the number one winningest head coach in Alaska high school football history. Congratulations to Rod. He's a family friend. I've known him forever. Couldn't happen to a better guy and a better family. So he and my two brothers, not by blood, but by friendship, Cameron and Colin, were on the huddle on Sunday. You can find a link to that, I believe, on the Q99.7 website if you choose to go listen. It was some of the most fun I've had doing radio in a long time. Honestly, being on air with those two guys talking about Palmer football legends and what it meant to coach with their dad, what it meant to play for their dad, what they learned. It was so cool. It was just great radio, really heartfelt stuff. And I just wanted to talk about, you know, a little bit what we talked about then. The Potato Bowl was one of the best in recent memory. The headline from that game, I'll start with this. The headline from that game, the Frontiersman, was something that I actually came up with. And so I did the what's called the last great game. So I went to Reddington High School, and I did the story for Reddington versus Houston. And that was a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, but I drove as fast as I could, not just fast, I drove the speed limit back to Palmer, and I went and I handed the camera that I had been using back to Jeremiah, and I said, all right, I got a headline for you. Hail, Palmer, hail. Obviously, it's the first three words of the Palmer Fight song, and also Skylar Hale, who also plays baseball for me, caught the pass that won the game for the Moose in overtime, 27-26. I try not to be a Palmer homer, but I don't try that hard. In overtime, the Wasilla, I believe that freshman that caught two touchdown passes, scores again, but they miss the extra point. So on a bootleg, Luke Guggenmos throws the ball to Skyler. He's wide open in the end zone. And then on the leg of Larry, Larry Cutsforth hits the ugliest extra point I've ever seen in my life. The crowd goes wild. It was awesome. I was yelling, listening to the radio broadcast in the car. It was so cool to hear and such a great game. And what a way for Coach Christensen to, you know, cement his legacy with number 152. Not number 151, but 152. So congratulations to Rod, Cameron, and Colin. They will be playing Thunder Mountain, I believe, at Palmer High School on Friday. I may be wrong about that. And then I will be covering Wasilla against East at East High School at 3 p.m. on Saturday. So it is playoff football time in Alaska, and it is a great thing to be a part of. Now, I went to the, like I said, I went to the last great game. That is the name that Jeremiah came up with for the Houston versus Reddington game. And that was a fun game to watch, not necessarily because the score was all that close, but because those guys really respect one another. You know, Reddington is a school that's just coming up. They're just getting kind of their feet under them. They've only been a varsity program for 2 years. And Houston used to be there a couple years ago, but they have gotten to the point where they are now one of the more dominant programs in Division III football in Alaska. And they did not lay it to Reddington. They did not attempt to score a touchdown in the fourth quarter. To start the third quarter off, they let one of their linemen score. They were throwing halfback passes and double reverses all over the field. It was a fun game to watch because of where football has grown in the Valley. It's not just Palmer Colony, Wasilla, and then some punching bag out there anymore. There are five football teams in the Valley, and it's a great thing to see. Colony will be playing West in their first round of the playoffs. I believe that's Friday night as well. And we wish luck to all of the Valley programs that made the playoffs, because there's nothing more exciting than seeing the hometown team, whichever of the communities in the Valley you live in, go off and take care of some business in the playoffs. So the prediction that Jeremiah had made was that the Moose beat Thunder Mountain, then they beat Soldotna in the championship game. The streak ends at 58, and it's sandwiched by two losses to Palmer. I really hope that happens. You know, both teams are very well coached, and I'm partial to the ones that I know at Palmer. But you know what? When I watched that game, that Soldotna-Palmer game earlier in the year was like, oh, it was a couple plays away from being a nail biter. And I definitely think that in the state championship game at home, Palmer could do some things. So, all right, that's our high school football coverage for the afternoon. We need to get on to some baseball. It is bottom three in the one game playoff to get into the ALDS between the Bronx Bombers and the Minnesota Twins. Now, if you remember, one Mr. Taylor Palmer, shout out, yes, he came on this show very early in the summer when the season had not yet been decided. And he said, you know, I think those Minnesota Twins might be one of the surprise teams this year. And I said, yeah, you're wrong, Taylor. You don't know what you're talking about. Or something about that. They are very, very near to getting into the playoffs. And the thing about this one-game playoff that they've implemented is it allows a team to get hot in a hurry. If they keep playing and the other team has to sit and has to figure out what they're doing against this team, the wheels just keep rolling. In any end-of-the-year tournament, it doesn't matter who had the best regular season. It matters who's playing the best ball right now. And the Minnesota Twins are playing some great baseball. So it is 4-4 in the bottom of the third. There's a man on second. Greg Bird is at bat, and that is not really something you want to see. So this game could get either New York or Minnesota into the ALDS, I believe, against Boston. So Brian Dozier hit a home run in this one. And the Minnesota Twins have also had a double from Kepler and Severino. Rosario also hit a home run off of Severino. Irvin Santana went two innings. They brought Berrios in already, because in this type of game, you cannot allow a pitcher to go out there and fail for very long. You have got to have a quick hook because your season is on the line. I like that they've gone to this one game playoff because it doesn't allow any team to have a bad game and then try to come back from it. You have got to bring your best stuff right away. Right away. So, it's going to be interesting to see how these teams manage these games. Severino only went a third of an inning for the Yankees before he was pulled. They've already got Robertson in there. It is now 5-4, as it looks like Greg Bird just scored a runner. So the Yankees take the lead in the bottom of the third. But there's a lot of baseball game left to be played in New York. Tomorrow's schedule has the other wild card. The Rockies against the Diamondbacks will likely be John Gray against Zach Greinke. And then Thursday, we get the start of the real playoffs. Red Sox. So the wild card winner will not play the Red Sox. The Red Sox play the Astros in one of the ALDS matchups. The Cubs play the Nationals. This is Friday in the NLDS matchup. And we don't have the schedule yet for who will be playing against the against either the Yankees or the that would be Cleveland, excuse me. So the winner of Yankees Twins plays Cleveland. The winner of Arizona and Colorado plays Los Angeles, who has been slumping hard. They won 100 games. They won 104 games. But on the pace they were at, you thought that they were going to break the 120 win mark easy. Easy. It wasn't even going to be close. And they did not quite do that. Just so excited that there's baseball. I'm just so happy that not only is baseball on, but it's taking center stage as it gets to be fall. I always hated this time of year because playoff baseball made me want to get out and go outside and play baseball on my own. And it's very cold and usually wet, and there's leaves everywhere and snow sometimes, and nobody else wants to play with me at this time. It's not something that's going to happen late in the fall, but you just get that inspiration from watching playoff baseball like you don't from any other regular season game. Now, in the National Football League, the anthem protests were much less than they were last week, this week. A lot toned down. There wasn't so much hubbub about it, but here's what happened in the games. The Packers beat the Bears 35-14. Mike Glennon has spiraled so far down that I don't know that Mitch Trubisky is going to be on the bench much longer. The Bears linebacker Danny Trevathan was ejected, and he will be out one game. Saints 20-0 winners over the Dolphins. Bills 23-17 winners over the Falcons. Bengals 31-7 winners over the Browns. Rams 35-30 winners over the Cowboys. The Panthers beat the Patriots 33-30 on a last-second field goal. Jaguars lost to the Jets 23-20 on a last-second field goal. Steelers 26-9 winners over the Ravens. Texans 57-14 winners over the Titans. Cardinals 18-15 winners over the Niners. Eagles 26-24 winners over the Chargers. Buccaneers topped the Giants 25-23. Broncos best the Raiders 16-10, and Derek Carr is out for 6 weeks. Seahawks 46-18 victors over the Colts, and Chiefs 29-20 winners over the Redskins. You hear that I have no more time. It's time. One last thing I have to say, it's October, there's Halloween stuff out, but there's also Christmas stuff out. Hooray! Let's roll another joint.